Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to another episode of Nerd Up. This week I got Dalton Anthony.
Yo.
Then special guest here, Mr. 100.
Rock flag and eagle.
See, he thought I was going to say the F word and I didn't do it.
I don't know if that's
said better. Flag.
He did say an F word.
That does
then
count.
Lindsay Wolfgang managed to make it this week.
I didn't have to close tonight.
Very happy about it. I switched to Monday nights thinking more people would be able to join in on the show, and that has not been the case.
No,
well, by more people, you mean me. Allie's sitting on the bench right now waiting. Just call her in.
So what's Allie doing right now?
Yeah. Playing Warcraft.
WoW.
Yeah. Oh, so she could have been here.
Yeah, but why?
That's fair.
She Allie doesn't like any of the stuff we talk about.
She has very little. Well, she liked it.
Oh, that's
but
good.
What is it?
What is it? More on that later. I actually spent a lot of today playing WoW Classic.
You son of a
gun. Gun?
I know, right? I got that druid up to level 10. So
I ended up playing Red Dead a lot with Bob because I forgot you said you were going to be. I know you said you were thinking about being off. I didn't know if you actually did.
Well, I mean, I woke up. Throat was still sore. Thought I had strep throat. I do not, fortunately. It's just a sinus infection, so I'm a little nasally right now, but I at least don't have strep. So, yeah. So basically, I spent all day playing World of Warcraft instead of doing, you know, anything productive or useful.
Welcome back, friend.
I was going to do Hello Darkness, my old friend, but that counts too.
Yeah, I mean, I paid $15 for this. I've got to get as much time in as I can before the Friday. Friday.
Wait, did they cut Classic off at that point?
Borderlands comes out.
Oh, that's right.
My biggest fear
is that. I don't know. Have you ever loved something when you were younger? This isn't as far back, thank God. But you loved something when you were younger, and when you experience a newer version of it, or when it comes out, a new version of it comes out, you're kind of like, oh, I kind of outgrew this a little bit.
Taco Bell bean burritos.
I loved
them as a kid, and I had one like 3 days ago, and I'm like, man, this is garbage.
See, my big fear is that you guys are going to play Borderlands 3, and you're going to be like, it's fine.
We're playing Borderlands 2. So we used to love it, you mean we're still currently loving it.
Let me be honest with you real quick. Yeah. I know Hunter's listening to this.
Well, this isn't the video game segment right now, in fairness.
Oh, do you actually have
we have a video game segment. Oh,
okay,
yeah.
I'll wait.
I'm not trying to be a jerk. I'm just like,
we'll get there in a minute. A Gears 5 Quick thing.
Oh, but. Yeah.
We'll throw that in there.
Yeah, we could get to that in the video game portion.
We got a tail end, buddy.
We start, though, with a little bit of movie and TV news here. We got Peter Capaldi. Capaldi has been cast in The Suicide Squad in an undisclosed role.
He was the Gooch on...
I was really about to ask
who Peter Capaldi is, because I know the name, but I don't know.
The 12th Doctor, I think, something like that.
Not the girl doctor now.
Help me.
He's the one before that.
He was the one before the girl doctor. He was the older doctor.
Yeah.
He's a great actor.
He was between Matt Smith and... I cannot think of.
Oh,
the woman.
I know who you're talking about.
I can't either. She's
still
great.
David Tennant.
Nope.
Another one.
No, the female doctor. The one that is currently the current doctor. Because I am really far, but I'm still. It's been years since I've watched Doctor Who. Like,
I've never watched Doctor Who.
It's a really good show.
I only keep up with it mostly because of Billy, and just because I try to know a little bit about everything. You know.
No, that's
right. And I generally like the Doctor Who actors.
Yeah,
they've always been good.
Yeah, but David Tennant was. So good. It was incredible.
I even like the one that kind of looked weird, like an alien in a way.
Eccleston?
Was that who it is?
He was the first one in the relaunch.
Yeah. He was handsome, but in a weird way, kind of.
Yeah, I can see that. He was only around for one season.
No, actually, I think it was after Tennant.
Matt Smith.
Yes, Matt Smith.
He also was a little weird.
He was in Terminator, Terminator Genesis.
Oh, yeah.
Sort of. I mean, he was there.
Yeah, he made an appearance.
Yeah.
Either way, no, I'm really far behind on Doctor Who. Like, I keep meaning to get back into it because it is a really good show. Like, I don't know why I haven't watched any of it. I think it was because back in the day, when I lived with Garrett that I watched it a lot. He would buy, like, all the half seasons that they would release, and then I would just watch them that way. And then he didn't.
So you relied on somebody else for your Doctor Who?
I did. And now I don't have that, though apparently it's on Amazon Instant,
I think it's on Amazon.
Regardless.
There's too much of it.
Peter Capaldi.
Too much of it. I'm not going to go back in time and watch all of it. You know what I mean?
I mean, you only have to go back to Eccleston, which is still a lot of TV at this point.
It is, but, I mean, you could go back and watch the original Doctor Who, because it's all one continuous story, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because the Doctor changes bodies every so often or whatever.
Yeah, and that's the new actors is, he basically whenever he dies, he actually just goes into a new body.
And yet people still got upset when it was a woman.
Yes. A lot of people were very upset about that for some reason. I have no idea why.
They didn't like the lack of representation for the white male in that show now.
You know what? I never understood why people got upset about, I think his name was Justin Chapman, I think was his name, playing Goku in the Dragon Ball movie. Like, it's a terrible movie, no doubt.
Oh, yeah. But, I don't know why they should be upset with the movie, not that casting.
But people were like, why are you casting a white actor for this role? And I'm like, you know Goku is a Saiyan.
He's an alien.
He's not Asian. He's a monkey person. Like, what does it matter? No, I'm being dead serious.
No. Yeah. I know, and I know you are. It's just you saying that out loud.
Like, if somebody had no idea what Dragon Ball was,
yeah,
it sounds like super racist.
Wow, like
I never understood that.
I heard my dad for a second. I was really.
Yeah, no, he's
not human.
Yeah, he's not an alien. He is from a planet full of like people that turn into apes. Yeah,
not Asian.
Yeah,
just because it was made by an Asian person doesn't mean that the character was.
I can't believe they casted a white guy as Iron Fist.
Yeah,
that was a really funny one too.
Because it's like, do you know nothing about the comic books? Like, Danny Rand is super white.
Yeah, that's kind of the bit,
right? Anyway, all right. So moving on here, though, we had It Chapter 2.
Yes,
that came out over the weekend.
Yes.
So. And talk about a little bit about that first, though. We got at the beginning of it. I think it was at the beginning of everybody's screening. Was the Birds of Prey teaser?
Yep. Which with, I did Margot not Robbie. Know was happening.
I knew it was happening, but I forgot.
Yeah.
And as I was watching the film, I remember there was a clip of something, and I couldn't remember what it was. And then all of a sudden, the movie starts because there's no preview for it, preview screen, and the music hits and it says DC.
I saw the DC logo and I was
wait
like,
a minute.
Hold up.
I am intrigued.
DC got a part in this?
DC picked up It? Like, we getting an It comic?
And then Margot Robbie shows up and hits it and says something about being over clowns.
Yeah,
or
she's like,
clowns.
I'm so effing over clowns.
Did she say effing or did she actually say the word?
She actually said the word.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
Damn, I missed it.
Yeah, she said, I'm so fucked.
I'm so what? Because it sounded like you were about to say.
Did you?
I was.
Did that just beep you?
It did.
I felt like that beeped you.
That was pretty funny.
Pokemon for the save,
right?
It's
so yeah,
for everyone, Jesse.
And this trailer was not. Neither was the movie.
No, it wasn't.
All right. So
it was a very serious film. For adults.
My computer crashed. We lost a little bit of audio, including Shannon talking about the extreme hate crime.
Yes, and I think we also missed out on the child orgy talk.
Yes,
which is in the book, by the way.
We were talking about some differences between the book and the film, and which there are many. Also, did the AC ever get turned on? Because I'm just noticing it's kind of warm in here.
I'm comfortable now. I'm freezing when I came in here.
Fair enough.
So, are you heated about your computer not working properly?
It might just be because I'm getting sick.
So when that movie started, and are we in spoiler territory?
No, it's a spoiler-free review.
So we
can do spoilers on Thursday if you want.
It's talking about the hate crime. Like,
I mean, it was in the...
It's at the very beginning of the movie. Like,
It's a pretty pivotal part. Well, not I guess not, but just... So,
because all it's really only there to set up Mike's findings.
Yeah, and the return of it. When I saw... When the gentleman kissed the other gentleman... I could,
oh, word?
Yeah, I could feel... Were you like me and you could feel the theater?
Oh, yeah. I couldn't really feel the theater, but I knew, like... I think everybody in the theater probably did know, like, oh, this is going to go poorly.
He's thinking more of, why are they showing this on the screen? That was the type of audience we were watching.
I could feel the audience going like, oh, now they're going to put this in our movies too. And I cringed a little bit because I'm like, please don't let anything bad happen to them. And if something bad happens to him, please don't let the audience cheer. Thankfully, one of those two things did not happen.
Yeah, I like that I'm in a place where, like, I didn't even think about, like, the audience being all up in arms about it.
It didn't bother me, clearly. I don't care. I've kissed Ben recently. But the audience, especially because there were kids there.
Was someone that had like some little kids in there, like, because there was,
what time did you guys go?
10 in the
10
morning.
a.m. because there was a girl that went down to like the outside exit and opened the door and threw something outside. I don't know what she was doing, but she couldn't have been more than like 7.
Yeah,
I went to the 9:10 on Saturday, and there was a dad that had walked at least twice with his two, like, small children, younger than 7 easily.
Yeah.
Like, walking them, like, in and out of the theater, use the bathroom, whatever. Because it was a really long movie, longer than I thought it was going to be.
3 hours almost.
Yeah. It was like 2 hours, 50 minutes runtime or something like that.
I timed my bathroom break well. It was that original like trailer spot that we already saw everything.
Yeah.
Except if it was the old lady one, they swerved me hard.
How so?
Was
that spoilerish?
I mean, she was very different in the trailer when she came, or, you know, at the end of the trailer.
Oh, when she chased after her?
Yeah, very different there in the trailer versus...
Well, because they obviously couldn't show what they actually showed. Because there was a lot of naked grandma in that movie.
Oh, yeah, there was.
Like, nasty.
There you go, Dalton.
I'm pretty sure I blocked most of
that
out.
I think I'm going to have to go see this full price.
Well, okay, to be fair...
In the back of the theater.
It won't scare you as much.
Yeah.
There was only one part of the movie that
made me... The only time I covered my eyes was when Bill Hader kept throwing up.
That's fair. True.
He did do that several times.
I can't be
the film.
Scared of naked grandma. That's like the least threatening thing in the world next to a penguin in a bow tie.
That just makes me think of that celebrity the Family Feud clip. Name something that a robber wouldn't want to see with a break in your house. And the guy hits the buzzer. He's like, naked grandma!
That's something a robber would not want to see. You're the only one that thought it, though.
Yeah. Was there anything in the movie that scared you? Because there's only one part that made me jump. And I want to see if it's the same part maybe that made you jump.
I'm trying to... There was a part that made me jump.
There were a couple jump scares that got me, but I don't remember them specifically.
Naked grandma.
Yeah, I don't remember the specific jump on it, though.
I'll tell you the one that got me. The only one that got me.
We'll have to do it off air, though.
Well, no, I'm not going to say what happened. I'm just going to say a name.
Okay, fair
Paul
enough.
Paul
Bunyan.
Oh. Oh, yeah, that was it.
Yeah.
That was the jump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that the one that I kind of like jumped and turned towards you?
I think. Yeah, I won't say what happens, but just Paul Bunyan.
Yeah.
I was like, you son of a gun.
Yeah.
I did vocalize a little in that one. I'm pretty sure I was like, oh, geez.
Yeah, that was the only part that made me jump. We don't want to spoil too much, but here's what I will say about the film. I thought it was good. It wasn't as good as the first one. Obviously, the first one was just great. I thought the second one, it went on too long. I had some problem with some of the storyline. We'll talk about it on Thursday. But I liked it. One thing I will say, especially go for, though, and it's been said before, and it's absolutely true, Bill Hader. Was a delight in that film.
He was so good.
Stole the scene in every movie. Stole the scene. Yeah, every scene
he was
in.
He was so good. And honestly, like that cast just in general was stacked.
They were. They were really good. But Bill Hader, like everyone else, was so like other than the guy that played Eddie because he kind of had personality and Richie. Everyone else was very calm and numb. Those were the only two that had like really outgoing personalities to me.
James McAvoy, I thought did great.
He was good, but he was a straight man.
Not gonna lie, I completely forgot that character had a stutter.
Yeah.
Well, did you notice he got over it until he went back to Derry?
Yeah, when he got scared.
Yeah.
And then everything started coming back to him and all that good stuff. And,
James McAvoy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you mean he did a good job?
Well, I mean,
Sky's blue.
He did a good job, but he didn't really have he didn't have the best parts. They clearly gave the best parts to Bill Hader.
Because he had some really phenomenal scenes, just like in general. Yeah.
Isn't Bill Hader like the main?
No. Bill Hader is the Finn Wolfhard from the original movie. Well, you didn't watch the original movie, did you?
No, I watched the original. I always thought Finn Wolfhard was the main in that.
No, the main of that was the kid,
the tall,
Will.
Like, skinny kid, okay. Bill.
Bill Hader, I guess it's just because I saw Finn and I was like, that's the important one.
And then Bill ends up becoming James McAvoy.
It's a car, don't worry.
Yeah.
And Finn Wolfhard becomes Bill Hader.
Yes.
Which not only was he the best actor in the film, he had the best parts. He also had my favorite part of the movie, which, again, I won't say too much about it, but dog behind the door.
Yes. Holy crap, that was great. That was so good.
From now on, we're taking just normal scary.
Yeah, that was pretty fantastic. Honestly, I think everybody did great. Jessica Chastain was awesome.
I love
Jessica
Chastain.
Really good.
Bill Skarsgård. Is it Skarsgård?
Skarsgård.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is fantastic as Pennywise. Now, there was one part that I didn't like with him, only because I compare it completely to the original.
Hmm.
And that's the part where it's in the fantasy or whatever, and then he says, "Kiss me, fat boy."
Yeah.
His Kiss Me Fat Boy is not as entertaining as Tim Curry's was, but Tim Curry's was supposed to be funnier.
Right. I mean, everything about that movie was supposed to be Tim Curry being, like, funnier.
And he was. Tim Curry was, his Pennywise was hilariously, like, dark.
Yes.
Whereas Bill Skarsgård, there's nothing funny about him.
No. Everything about him is, like, your pants wetting terror.
Especially when you realize, I don't know if you realize this, that the eye thing he does is natural. That's not CG.
No.
Really?
Yeah. He was on Conan talking about it, and they're like, so how do they do that? And he's like, oh, you mean this? And he just did it.
Ah.
And they were like, oh, no, no, no.
Yeah. Oh, that's weird.
Is it shaky or does it separate?
It's
no,
separates.
He
okay, yeah, no.
Because I can do, like, have one eye going in and I can look at Shannon.
Don't do that.
With the other.
Yeah, but the way he does it, his is just like.
Yeah, no, his, float. Like, I can't, like, I could, there's no way I could do
they
that.
They all float in there. All the eyes float.
It's a real weird trick. Yeah,
he
definitely
has super
did not
lazy eyes.
His eyes are working overtime.
Yeah. Right.
Take their job very seriously.
He has
double laser eyes. They're double lazy
double
eyes.
Double laser eyes.
That would have made that movie a lot more
interesting. Pennywise is a lot scarier.
Didn't think that was possible. But anyway, what's the rating on this? Because apparently we got video games to talk about. Mother.
Hard R.
Yeah, yeah. Bill Hader likes dropping that F.
Not what I was done. Lindsay, don't.
The amount of homophobic slurs alone in the first 10 minutes.
No joke. But either way, no, I give it full price for sure.
Thank you. That's what I wanted to know.
I know.
I give it.
I'm going to show up on Thursday just so I can call y'all what I want to call you.
Need somebody. Oh, no, Allie will be good. You're good.
No, I'm just for 3 seconds. I'm going to use the word that I want to use now then.
I want to say full price, but with an asterisk that it was – we'll talk about it on Thursday. I was disappointed in a couple things, but it's one of those movies you have to go see in theaters. It's so big and crazy. Yeah, to get the full
effect. Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, like horror movies are fun to watch like at home, but like a big budget horror movie like that, you got to do it.
I'll say
full
price on it too.
Scary movies are always scarier in theater.
Absolutely,
you know,
it's way easier to get into it.
It's louder.
That too
for them jump scares, boy. But yeah, it was good. It was good.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. Okay, and then and I meant to mention we were talking about the Birds of Prey teaser.
Did we miss that too? Did they miss out on that?
No. Okay. Like I just forgot to mention Margot Robbie is also working on a Tank Girl reboot.
Yeah, and gosh, I wish she wasn't. I mean, it's fine. Because that first Tank Girl movie was terrible.
It was awful. No, the 1995 Tank Girl movie was terrible.
I still kind of have fond memories of it, though. Because, I mean, it had Ice-T. It had Lori Petty. And it had Naomi Watts in one of her first movies. So I can't hate it too much. But I loved it as a kid. Trying to watch it as an adult didn't work out for me.
No.
The kangaroo people just bothered me too much.
Everything about that movie bothered me. Like when I watched it.
Lori Petty was having fun.
She was. She has fun in every role she's ever been in.
It's good to see Margot Robbie getting some work. I was afraid being gorgeous and blonde would really hurt her.
I mean, in fairness, I think she's executive producing it.
She
is in Birds of Prey. Because she's executive producing Birds of Prey as well.
Good for her.
I'm not sold on Birds of Prey. Cool. I'm not sold on it yet.
I'll wait until I see a trailer.
I got my hopes up. The only movie I've got my hopes up about that's DC related is Joker. I really think Joker's going to be spectacular. Any other DC movie, because they didn't make it like a DC movie. It's its own film that just happens to be about the Joker.
See, and that's
I will wait.
What's prevented me from getting hyped about it. Like, yeah. I'm sure that it's going to be a good movie. Like, and I'm going to watch it in theaters. I'm just not, like, hyped about it.
Because here's the thing, like, it goes back to, like, my favorite character is Nightwing. I can't have a Nightwing movie until I have Batman and Robin. Like, a good one. Yeah, so, no, like, it's the same thing with Joker. Like, I can't have a Joker movie without a pre-existing world, in my opinion. I very well could be wrong. I still haven't seen Venom, and, like, kind of for the same reasons.
And they still really forced that one.
But, like, to be fair, Joker became...
Better director
Joker
this time.
Joker became Joker before Batman.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Joker...
I guess.
I think the Joker is going to be better than Venom. Like, I have no doubt in my mind
about that. From what I've seen, that's not a high bar to jump over.
I truly believe when Joker comes out, it will be the most...
sought-after Halloween outfit of 2019.
Only by the neckbeards. No, I think it will be the most praised comic book movie of all time.
I'm going to disagree.
People are going to hold it to a higher standard than they hold any other comic book movie.
The Avengers. Any of them.
I'm not, but you're not hearing me, though. What I'm saying is that they're not going to treat this like a comic book movie. They're not going to treat this like another flashbang. They're going to treat this like a Scorsese film. They're going to treat this as
psychological drama.
This movie is going
to
get...
just happens to have comic book characters.
This is not going
to
be referred to as a comic book film. This is going to be referred to as an amazing movie.
Here's my argument. Are they going to have DC as one of the opening bumpers in it?
Yeah,
I'm sure they will. All right,
and then the Academy's already going to be like, it's a comic book movie.
We'll see about that, because you remember Heath Ledger. Heath Ledger won just for...
No, I mean, like, it's still going to win a bunch of awards and everything, but, like, nobody's going to, like, leave comic book movie out of their review.
Yeah, and I get exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, and I'm not saying they're not going to refer to it as a comic book movie. What I'm saying is that when you think comic book movie, for the most part, you think superheroes, you think action and stuff like that. This movie's very much going to be, it's going to have a message, it's going to be very serious. People are going to look at this in the same way they look at art house indie films. No one looks at superhero movies like an art house indie film.
Nah, that's pretty true.
You know,
that's
I can't think of a single one other than, like, some actual art house indie film superhero movies like The Super or, you know, some of those
like
other...
Like The Cow, stuff like that.
The low-budget ones. So I think this movie is going to be a whole different beast.
No, like I said, I think it's going to be good. Like,
it'll suck. I'll leave and go, it's going to be crusty. I'll pull the cigar out of my mouth and go, what the hell was that?
See, and it's one of those, like, it's going to... Because I feel like it's going to do good, too, because right now it's, like, killing it in any, like, early viewing thing it is.
It's won all kinds of awards already.
Yeah, and it's one of those, like, I feel like it's going to set a bad precedent where DC's just like, we don't need a pre-existing world.
Or they're just going to do, like, what they were trying to do with Batman and just, like, Batman was successful, let's make every movie dark and gritty. And that's
which
just,
they've been on that kick since 2006.
Yeah, Shazam was their first, like, all right, guys, let's have a little fun.
The back end of Justice League, I'll argue that.
Justice League was a fun movie.
Yeah, Justice League was fun. Yeah. I'm not saying it was good. No,
the back end of it definitely like lightened up a little bit.
To be fair, the Joker should not be a fun character.
No, it shouldn't. That's not what I'm saying. Like, I'm not saying that the...
Cesar Romero, whole time.
Yeah, I'm not blaming the Joker or anything for this. I'm saying that DC is going to see it, and they're going to like, oh, that was successful. Let's repeat this. They're going to use it as a template.
We're saying successful. They made money on Suicide Squad.
They made money on Justice League. They made money on all their movies. I mean, like, it's not Marvel money, but...
But they're still making money.
I mean, yeah.
But like, nobody makes that money.
There's nothing wrong with second place. You
know? A distant second.
Dark Horse Comics
like
30, is going like...
30th place because Marvel won't stop making movies.
Dark Horse made a couple movies. Where's their money?
Ooh.
Exactly.
Yeah, that last Hellboy was not...
It was rough.
That was rough. That was real rough. I enjoyed that movie, but that was rough.
I didn't even enjoy it.
Really?
I haven't seen it yet.
Pretty sure I fell asleep while we were watching it.
You didn't care about it.
I just did not.
It was not a good movie by any means, but it was a fun popcorn flick.
It was fun-ish.
It was easily as fun as Venom.
I think my problem was separating David Harbour from Ron Perlman. Ron Perlman was so iconic as Hellboy.
And yeah, I still thought David Harbour did great.
He did a good job. The script wasn't great, obviously.
The script was not great.
The CG at the end was questionable.
The CG in a lot of spots was pretty questionable, though. Yes. I did like the giant fight.
The giant fight was fun.
That was pretty fun. All right, let's move on.
Sorry, guys.
This next portion of our podcast.
I like tangents.
Brought to you by our friends at Villainous Grounds in Perryville, Missouri. Top spot all around for video games. Video games. Oh, my God. Comic books and coffee.
Affogato. That's that espresso sundae I was talking about from a couple weeks back. And it's heavenly.
Do they still listen to the show?
Yeah, I think so.
I think that
David still does.
I want to personally apologize to David because I haven't been up there in like months, and I'm sure my comic box is just overflowing.
I emptied it a little bit last time I was up there.
You'll never empty it enough to make me happy.
I know. You have a lot of James Bond up there still.
Yeah, I'm so sorry, David.
You know what would make that apology better?
What's that?
Going up there and buying some of
it. Well, as soon as we start getting some money from this thing, I can afford them.
Wait, this thing? Wait, it's all going to Shannon?
No, he said as soon as he starts getting money from it, he ain't getting nothing.
Oh, fair enough. Nope. Yeah, we're going to have to start making... We have way too many people on this cast to start divvying out money.
Especially with as little as we're making, like, everybody gets, like, $1.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Manny gets 50 cents.
My hope is that one day someone buys us, and they're like, here's $1 million for the name, and I'm like, cool. And Jesse and I split it, and we look at the rest of you and go, oh, did you guys want something? We own the show.
I'm going to be like, another match. I want another match with Shannon.
Dalton's gonna bust out like an actual switchblade. Like,
the McCaffrey. I'm going for it. Knee.
Anyway. Either way. No. It's a phenomenal place, and you guys should definitely all go up there. I love it. Oh, they do make an equivalent of a moo latte.
Oh, really?
Since I know how much you love moo lattes.
Well, I'll tell you what. I know you guys
love that.
You guys love the comics at Villainous Grounds, and that's great because they're the best comic store around. But what I really love about Villainous Grounds is the other part of it, is the coffee. I've become kind of a coffee aficionado, and I really love the coffee at Villainous Grounds. I drink coffee every day now, and every day it's not Villainous Grounds. And that makes me sad. True.
That's another reason you should apologize to David right now.
Well, part of me is glad we don't live in Perryville because I would be spending a lot of money there.
I mean, in fairness, their coffee is pretty cheap. Morning. Like, it's way cheaper than Starbucks.
I drink a lot of it.
And Starbucks tastes like butt.
You should know every time we do, like, a convention and they're there, I get 3-4 cups of coffee a day.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, I do,
same,
too.
Same.
They get me hard. Yeah.
They tell me I can bring my big coffee thermos in and they'll just charge me for a cup, and I do.
Oh, damn it. Wait, what?
Yeah.
That word. That's awesome.
This is okay. I probably shouldn't have said that on
Yeah,
there.
Yeah.
This is a PZ85 special.
You're gonna have to bleep that whole sentence out and just hear me go word.
This is part of the sponsorship deal, folks.
And it's only for Jesse Kimball. That's in the contract. They charge me double.
That's where it evens out.
Yeah.
I get witty banter and then the normal size.
All right, so on to some comic book stuff. So we got DC is working on a Halloween event. It's going to be Secrets of Sinister House starting October 2nd.
They need to stop doing
Sinister
this
House!
contribution.
It's this time of year where they just start gimmicking up all their books every year.
Yeah,
every
but I mean, year. It's Halloween. You know, that's fine.
And it sells.
It's fine. It's
and
Halloween.
Honestly,
it's fun.
The first one that we got announced, I'm going to buy.
Ghost Rider. Jonah Hex.
No.
You literally just did a Marvel property.
Do what?
He said Ghost Rider.
And then Jonah Hex.
So
I didn't say two, I said one. He said one.
He did start with a Marvel property. It's Paul Dini is going to be writing a Harley Quinn and Zatanna story. It's about a Halloween road trip.
Okay, that'll be good.
I'm going to read that.
I'm going to skip it.
I'm going to read it.
Yeah. It's fine. Let me know if it's good.
I like both of those characters, and I love Paul Dini.
Since you mentioned DC, I do want to mention that I thought it was very cool that it was announced that, I don't know how to pronounce his last name, Jonathan Shake? Skek? I never know how to pronounce it. He's returning as Jonah Hex for the Crisis storyline over on the TV.
Oh, that's cool.
I like Jonah Hex. I think more Jonah Hex is good.
Yeah, he got that real bummer of a movie.
Yeah. Which had Michael Fassbender, which was the one Michael Fassbender role I said was kind of like, the poor guy.
Michael Fassbender.
You didn't catch a Skarmory yet.
I know. It's making me mad.
Well, now you're definitely not going to catch it. Yeah. You just backed up.
I know. Okay. I told it no.
And John Malkovich.
It did have
that was John Malkovich doing it in a Jonah Hex. That's a different story.
Anyway. All right. So, yeah, Paul Dini writing Harley Quinn and Zatanna. I love both of those characters, so this is going to be a fun time.
I love Zatanna.
And now another DC book. Like, I actually, right now, I am only pulling Batman from DC.
Mm-hmm.
And technically the Watchmen books, but that's like one book every 4 months at this point.
Yeah, Doomsday just came out again.
Yeah, Doomsday Clock 11. They're aiming for November for 12.
Do you like the covers?
Yes.
You really do?
I do.
Like,
is it done in the old V for Vendetta? Or not V for Vendetta. The old Watchmen style?
A little bit.
Ish, yeah.
But obviously with some DC characters involved and a little bit of mix-up and matching up. But yeah, no, that's supposed to finally be wrapped up in November.
It was supposed to be wrapped up
in like December of last year.
The year before, probably. That's not true. The first one came out November 2017?
Yeah, so I think it was supposed to be done in November or December of 2018.
Yeah, and here we are.
Here we are, November. They're hoping to be done November 2019.
Good thing this isn't in the Murphyverse, or else Ace would have had an aneurysm.
Oh, God. Sean Gordon Murphy's stuff is coming out on time and looking great.
Good for him. Well, except for that one time. Right after he said the rules.
Oh, my God, that was funny. Oh, it was so funny. Anyway, so, Tom Taylor, yeah, we're getting another DC book. Yeah, because, this is a DC book that I'm actually probably going to invest in because it's Tom Taylor is working on a Suicide Squad book. He will be introducing a new character by the name of Thylacine. Which is like
is that a depression drug?
It's an actual like animal.
I know the name.
Yeah. Shannon does not know what.
I don't know what a thylacine is.
I've legitimately, if it's spelled T H Y L A C I N E,
that's it.
Yeah, yeah. I've seen the name before.
It's at zoos.
Yeah, yeah. It's now extinct. Well, apparently it's not at zoos.
Oh God!
There's a picture of it at a zoo.
But it ain't a zoo's no more.
No. R.I.P. Well, in memoriam at the zoo section.
Press F right now to pay respect to the thylacine.
Yeah. Either way, yeah, he's introducing a new character. And so, I mean, like Tom Taylor's introducing another character. Yeah, I'll jump in on that.
Extinct animal.
Jesus
Christ. He showed a picture of the character.
That's Harley Quinn.
I was going to say it's the Vulture, basically, isn't it?
Like, well, that's Marvel. Vulture.
Do what?
Could still be a Vulture.
I guess it could be. I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about anymore. But Tom Taylor has just been pumping out gold.
Yeah.
Like, that dude has not written something I haven't liked yet.
I've been catching his stuff on the universe, DC Universe.
Yeah, like, since All New Wolverine, anyway. Like, I haven't read anything from before that, but...
Oh, yeah, I'm, like, 10 issues into that.
Yeah, DC... Deceased has been really good. Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man.
Did you say Deceased?
Yes.
It's Marvel Zombies, but for DC.
Yep. And it's actually been really good.
Because didn't they already do that? Wasn't that called Blackest Night?
Sort of.
Ish, I mean, like, that was... story, but yeah.
Yeah. It was some DC characters as zombies, but...
But not really zombies. They were just Black Lanterns.
But in Deceased, they're straight up zombies.
Yeah.
That's what they should be putting out in October. Not a road trip between two hot girls.
They'll be finishing Deceased in October, I think.
Maybe.
Because it's a six-issue series, and issue 5 was this month.
Zatanna and Harley Quinn
are zombie hunters.
They're out on a sexy friends date with each other, and they run across zombies. Now they have to kill them.
I like zombie hunters more.
So anyway, Tom Taylor.
Yeah.
Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man, by the way. I finally got caught up on that. Uh-huh. Holy crap, that book is good.
Is that the one that Asa was currently reading, too?
Yeah. Okay. Asa and I were both trying to get caught up on some back issues, like trying to find them.
Gotcha. I feel bad that I don't read comics anymore. I always want to.
Fantastic Four, Yancey Street, #1. They did a spinoff for Fantastic Four book, and I'm going to buy all of them because I don't know.
Well, okay.
I don't know. Fantastic Four has actually been really good.
Fair enough.
Like, if you were like, what's the one book you're reading? Not really Nightwing. Now I'm just collecting covers. But, like, Fantastic Four I've been reading. It's been good.
Dan Slott's Fantastic Four, right?
Yeah.
You should read some comic books because the like comic books are so good right now.
But if I do that, who's going to watch the news?
You can do both.
Yeah, it's easy.
Like, news doesn't happen, you know, every minute.
Yes, it does.
That's not true.
24-hour cable channels.
Oh, God.
That's the issue.
Boy, you never have to stop watching.
Do they find some newsworthy things to fill that 24-hour
Remember that
news
one
cycle?
Time Obama had fancy mustard?
He wanted Dijon.
Yeah, that's
he wore
a tan
suit.
How dare
once.
Him? A man from Chicago wants Dijon mustard on his hot dog.
President wants Dijon mustard.
President anyway, Rockefeller's over
thank
there.
Thank God we have a president now that can't spell hot dog.
I'm sorry, that was on me.
I like the swerve on that one.
Thank you.
So, moving back on to comic books. I'm sorry for the political aspect there, folks. Back to comic books, though. We got new images for the new or for the Marvel one-shot Incoming, which is hitting December 26th of
What's
this year.
What's that one about?
We don't know yet.
Okay.
They've just been doing a lot of teasers. The first one we got this last week was A Mysterious Murder. Was the tagline on it. They've got all of these have like pictures inside puzzles, like a puzzle piece.
Okay.
With like, you know, a tagline on it.
My guess is it was Mysterio in the office with
so
a candlestick.
There's a bed that has a body covered up by a blanket, like clearly a deceased individual.
Yeah.
Maybe
they're taking a nap.
And they're surrounded by the Fantastic Four and the Avengers. The next one we got was...
Is there a Brazzers logo at the bottom?
There is not.
Jesus!
I'm done.
A Glimpse of Eternity was the next one we got. Had the Eternity mask and had some Defenders in there.
Uh-huh.
Then the most recent one we got was A Deadly Alliance that had Magneto, Professor Xavier, and Apocalypse standing next to each other, all like from the House of X, Powers of Ten stuff.
Oh, cool. So is he back?
Apocalypse?
X.
Xavier? Yes.
Okay.
We're reading How and Why in the Hox Pox stuff.
Well, they are.
Yeah.
I've only been able to find one of it because that's been ignorantly hard to find.
Really?
I didn't know you were still looking for them. I would have gotten you some other ones.
That's fine.
Especially like while I was
I have Marvel
St. Louis.
Here's the thing. As slow as I am with reading comic books, in 6 months, I will be free to maybe read it. And then it'll be more on Marvel Unlimited, and Sadie got that subscription down. So,
well, you know, I guess that's fair.
Yeah.
But either way, yeah, the Hoxpox stuff is good.
I liked
Xavier is back, and he is he looks a lot like the Maker now. Like he's got this weird jumpsuit on. He doesn't have the wheelchair right now. He's wearing his helmet. There's a lot of stuff going
on
in
that
book.
Full face, isn't it?
Do what? Yeah, the helmet. Yeah, it looks like the Maker, which is the Ultimate Universe Reed Richards.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, yeah, it's been really interesting so far. I can't really say exactly what's going on because it's really spoiler heavy, and honestly, like nobody
know
knows
what's
exactly
on,
what's going on. There's lots of theories.
Doomsday clock.
So either way, yeah, no, we don't know much about like what this one shot is going to be. Just that it's called Incoming, and there's going to be a lot of stuff. That's all we got.
I might get that one shot just to see what's going on.
Right. All right. And the last little bit of news we got here, Marvel has partnered with Shonen Jump for 6 new mangas featuring Marvel characters. This is Shonen Jump for the uninitiated. You've almost certainly heard of like Bleach, One Piece, Naruto.
Alchemist was in Shonen Jump.
Was it really?
Mm-hmm.
I actually didn't know.
Dragon Ball was in Shonen.
A new Dragon Ball.
Yu-Gi-Oh!
Yu-Gi-Oh! Too, isn't it?
Yu-Gi-Oh! Was.
Gintama.
Lots of manga.
JoJo.
Witches, JoJo's Bizarre.
If you've ever played a Shonen Jump game, like a
One Piece.
Well, they're called Shonen Jump.
Yeah, I said One
games.
Piece.
Yeah.
I said that one.
They have all the characters in there. It's very male oriented.
It's big like action stuff My Hero Academia is a Shonen Jump. It's big like the action stuff. Basically the stuff that Dalton loves is
big,
all
big
like.
Whoa, no, there was like 10 of those I didn't know. You said Dragon Ball, Yu-Gi-Oh.
You would like every single one of the ones that we listed.
Probably. Okay, fair. Yu Yu Hakusho.
I'm pretty sure your Ultimate Muscle was a Shonen Jump thing too.
If you gave me a Spider-Man cross Ultimate Muscle manga, take my money. I'm buying everyone I find.
Well, the thing about Shonen Jump, you can't buy like individual things.
I know it's a big book. Like I'm aware of that. But if you gave me a Spider-Man Ultimate Muscle Marvel, I'm asking, you will make me bankrupt twice.
You're just gonna buy like every one of them on the stands?
Yeah, because I want them to make a number two. I'll create demand.
We got a lot of demand in this one like small city in Missouri.
No, I got a car and I go wrestling.
It's a very hot region.
Very hot region.
I can hit up here, Illinois, maybe Arkansas if I get a hold of Beer 30. And like Sarge's, like I'll hit Tennessee. I'll buy all of them within a tri like state region.
There you go.
Important to note, this isn't the first time Marvel has dipped in the Japanese culture, kind of.
Yeah, they had all those anime on G4.
They did anime with it. I know X-Men had one.
They had a Wolverine specific there was a Blade one. They had one. X-Men, Iron Man.
They did a Punisher. I don't know if that was anime technically. I think it was. The Punisher Black Widow movie? I don't know.
I think that was technically
it was
anime.
Anime-ish.
It definitely had the Japanese animation style.
Of course, there was the Japanese Spider-Man show that
went on.
That was a thing that existed.
That was a thing that existed. I don't remember the name of the robot.
Think of it.
I know.
You're going to hurt yourself. Just stop.
Yeah, he had a big old sword.
Every superhero anime that went to Japan, they had to.
I saw pictures from an Avengers anime. They all have mechs.
Well, yeah, that's a rule in Japan is you have to have a mech.
One of them, that makes perfect sense. Does he have a mech and a mech? Tony Stark just running around in two?
No. Iron Man was just built more like a mech rather than
so Iron Man.
It was like a weird mix between the normal and like Hulkbuster.
Okay,
I'll say Iron Man shows up in Hulkbuster, feels powerful, and then like Thor shows up in a giant Gundam that shoots electricity everywhere, and like that's cute.
Anyway, so we also had. Marvel has recently published a lot of like Chinese and Japanese, like previously only comics translated in the U.S. like brought over some superheroes basically from there, which is kind of cool. So yeah, no, there's lots of cross partnership, like making content available for everybody, and it's a good
wonder
time.
If Wolverine will be one of them.
Probably,
yeah,
more than likely.
And then we do have the only real thing we have on that. We don't have a date or anything for it, but the first will be written by Kazuki Takahashi, who is the original creator of Yu-Gi-Oh.
Thank you.
Which, when I think of great storylines, I think of Yu-Gi-Oh.
That's a pretty good one.
It was extraordinarily popular.
And like the storyline was
popularity and talent. Popularity and good doesn't go together.
I only watched it for Joey and Mai because they cracked me up. Everything else was just like no.
Yeah, that's
fair. In fairness, I think the storylines in Yu-Gi-Oh were pretty good.
I really liked
Yu-Gi-Oh!
Abridged.
Well, I mean, they had to have been for how big of a fan base it has.
It's so big.
Oh no, I remember I was one of the kids. Like
they still have a big fan base.
Oh, I'm aware. I take the cards away. All the time.
They have a medium fan base.
This next portion of our podcast brought to you by our friends at Press Start to Join. You can find all of their content, including the past episodes, ps2jshow.com. Oh, and their social media links are all up there, too.
And you can find them playing
out.
Warcraft with us.
We played. Really? It was
fun. Yeah, Josh played with us, and he was playing at an internet cafe in Canada, and he had to keep switch because his computer couldn't. All right, so Josh, is the computer in yet? Because his computer could not run Warcraft. He tried to open it, and it said it wasn't compatible, basically. That's something with the 3D acceleration, if I remember correctly.
It's also fair that this dude is running a...
he needs to update his graphics card driver, because Krista had to do the same thing.
That's true, but he's...
Oh, my God, it's World of Warcraft.
He's running all this on a MacBook that has Microsoft on it. Like, if it's the computer that he's running, like, and he's had to repair that MacBook a bunch, or that...
I think WoW works on Apple.
He put Windows on it.
Oh, like he's not running it as a he didn't sideload. He's just straight. It's just straight a Windows machine on a MacBook.
Pretty much. Because
there's definitely Warcraft for Mac, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I know.
He played.
I don't know if I'm outing him on this one, and I probably shouldn't be saying all this, but I know for a fact that's what it used to be.
I know some people like.
Alan did that.
People will virtualize or like run like a side partition of Windows like on a MacBook, but
this man, he played Warcraft from I think it was 1 p.m. till 4:30 in the morning at this internet cafe.
Way before that.
Yeah. That sounds awesome.
No, I ain't got that kind of patience anymore. Ooh. But it was fun. I hope to play with him again.
All right. So anyway,
and Jesse, he's back.
Yeah, I played with him a little bit last night.
We're gonna have that Podzilla 1985 guild soon.
Yeah.
What's the name of that guild?
It's probably gonna be if Josh is still down, it's gonna be Press Start to Zilla.
That's what it is.
Also the name of a new show.
All right, so before I get to the Nintendo Direct, because that's obviously the big news here, I'm going to talk about a couple of other little things, and then we'll just close out with the Nintendo Direct, because it was a huge Direct. So we got multiplayer confirmed for Cyberpunk 2077 post-launch.
I don't want that.
It depends on how they're going to do it.
Is it going to be, do you think it's just going to be like deathmatchy stuff, or is it actually going to be co-op storyline stuff?
I have no idea.
Because that's my thing. If it's a play together in this world, cool. If it's a make your character pick a subclass or, you know, like a template or whatever, and then go and just kill each other. Not interested. I've already got enough games to kill most people with.
I mean, it would be cool, like, especially depending on how the world works, like if they did something like, you know, GTA's online or something like that, where you just kind of run around the huge world they built and do stuff.
As long as there's something to do other than just kill each other.
No,
that,
I agree.
That was the biggest difference between GTA 4 and GTA 5, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So there's got to be something to do other than just that. All right. And then we got Borderlands 3 got a launch cinematic trailer. We mentioned at the beginning of the show, so we'll come back here with what Shannon will talk about with Gears and stuff. But yeah, the launch cinematic trailer looks great, like it always will. It comes out on Friday. I'm like beyond hyped for this game. Like, Asa has already invited himself over to my house. He's going to spend the night. Dalton, you're welcome to come too.
I got a show.
Sounds like you need to skip, homie.
I can't.
It's Borderlands. We're going to be so far ahead of you.
So it's going to be like our playthrough of Borderlands 2? Our most recent one?
In fairness, like, me and Trevor were the only ones that got ahead of you. Anyway, so I'm really, really excited for this game. Shannon, what were you going to say at the beginning of the show?
Well, two things. Actually, I have two little things. One, sure, I want to throw out that if you're a player of Red Dead Online, which I am, I don't know if you have it in notes, I don't think you mentioned it, that Tuesday they're adding the big summer update, which adds in three new roles to play. Like, they're actually giving you
missions, stuff like that.
Bounty Hunter, Collector, and Trader. So that's really opening up the game to more stuff where it's not just run in and dick around, mess around for... Can I say that? Is that okay?
You
give me a pass on that
I'll give you a pass on that one. Because that's still... You can get away with that on PG-13.
It's close.
We call that a yellow flag.
Yeah, I'll be careful. But it comes out this Tuesday. And the thing I want to mention especially is if you are a Twitch Prime subscriber, because these jobs are going to cost 15 gold a piece. And if you play the game, you know gold costs money unless you want to grind for it. If you are a Twitch Prime subscriber and you link your accounts, you get the Bounty Hunter for free. If you're on PlayStation, you get the Trader for free just for being on PlayStation. I'm on Xbox, thank God. And then if you play GTA 5 online and you collect all 54 cards, you get the Collector for free. So just want to throw that out there. The other thing is Gears of War came out over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I played one match of Horde. And I asked you guys this before. I said, has there been anything that you played and you really loved back when you were younger, and then you play it in a recent version?
Yeah, this is where we got derailed earlier. Yeah, yeah.
And you kind of think to yourself, you know, oh, it's not, I just don't feel the same. I kind of feel that way about Gears of War. Like, it's fun, but when I was done with the Horde match, I didn't miss it. You know, like, it wasn't like when I played Gears of War 3, I loved Horde. I used to play it all the time.
Yeah, I remember that.
Constantly. Yeah. And since everything's tied to the online, I know Hunter was having problems with this, because I was too. The first day it came out, I couldn't load a match. I couldn't load any multiplayer matches. I couldn't load the single-player campaign. The single-player campaign.
Yeah.
Hunter's had it crash on 3-4 times.
The fact that that's tied to online is just real silly.
That's Diablo 3 levels of stupidity.
Yeah. Which, well, yeah.
Here Diablo we are.
3 did that. Yeah.
And that's all I wanted to mention.
No,
otherwise, Gears looks gorgeous, and it is a lot of fun. It's like Borderlands. If you like Gears, you will love Gears 5. If you like Borderlands, you will love Borderlands 3.
I'm going to play Gears 4 still.
4 is very skippable. Just throwing that out there.
Yeah, I still need to play. I haven't played Gears since Gears 1. Like, I've talked about it before. Me and Trevor played through Gears 1, had a whole lot of fun with it. Then we played Gears 2, and it was just like, okay, this is basically the same game. Gears 1, like, and so Gears. we couldn't get into it because we just didn't care about the story or anything like that, and the gameplay honestly wasn't fun enough for us to want to play all the way through it.
3 was a masterpiece.
We were way more into Halo.
See, and I swear to God, I'm not trying to be that guy, but what you just said about that is pretty much how I feel about Borderlands. When Borderlands 2 came out, I played it and I was like, well, this is fun. It feels a lot like the first game. I don't know, I'm just not as into this as everybody else. So I'm not picking up Borderlands 3 yet, but I'm sure once I see you guys play it, I will.
Because I know you like looter shooters.
I do like looter shooters, but with Warcraft out, the last thing I want to do is distract myself with something else when I'm dedicated to it. You know?
That's fair. Yeah. And I mean, like, WoW Classic, like, I have put a pretty good amount of time into it since I resubscribed, you know, yesterday.
It's a thing.
We are already having the same problem we always have of, let's try something else.
Like, I like to have multiple characters. I like to have options.
Yeah, I already have 3 characters, and only one of them is level 10.
Thumbs up. All right. That's all I got.
I think I've made it to, like, 15 on my highest so far.
16 here.
Because I keep making characters to play with other people.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I saw when you got offline, I saw Krista jump on. Did you play with Krista?
Yeah.
Is she Horde?
Yeah, she's Horde. Yeah, basically, I figured I was really behind you guys anyway, so... Yeah, I figured I was going to try and get caught up with you guys today, and then, yeah, go play Horde with her last night.
I say play whatever you want on there, because the last thing you want to do is not play a character, because you don't want to... You know, that sucks when you're like, I want to play this character, but I can't, because my friends aren't playing. I don't want to get too higher than them, but I don't want to play any other character.
Do it anyway.
I just won't play the game.
Especially for these quests where you have to go and, like, get so many of whatever, because it takes forever
now. It does.
Now.
There was one item that... I don't know, derailing. Really quick.
I made him mad last night.
There was one item that's supposed to drop in a quest for a druid, and we were in the area, did it. Allie and I did it for, like, 30 minutes, couldn't find it. Lindsay found it in 2 minutes. Then a guy posted in chat and said, an hour and 4 effing minutes later, it finally dropped for me. Welcome to WoW Class.
Ooh, yeah, no, that's the good old times. All right, so with the last 15 minutes of the show here, let's knock out this...
I don't know why he invites me.
This Nintendo Classic.
15 minutes?
I'm awful for this.
That's awesome.
15 minutes to cover a 40-minute Direct. That's fine.
Easy peasy. All right, I don't know how to play Banjo-Kazooie yet, because that confuses me.
All right, so we're just gonna go in order here. Overwatch coming to Switch October 15th, 2019.
I'll buy it.
I'm buying it. Derek's buying
high
it.
High five.
Like, it's one of those things. I want to buy it, but I have to sit there and decide. Like,
so many other things.
Do I want to buy the game a fifth time?
Yes. And do you want to start over because you know you're not going to be able to carry over?
Wait, you've only bought it.
Not going to be able to take my skin.
You've only bought it 3 times. There's literally how. How did you buy it?
He has no.
No time.
Multiple, you're trying to get it out.
I have 2
of
accounts on PC.
Yeah.
What the.
Yeah. Did you not know that?
No.
He has another account so he can play against low-level people so he can dominate them.
You have
them.
A Smurf account.
I made a Smurf account so I could play with a friend of mine that was in bronze.
Oh,
Because I was literally too far ahead of him in competitive to play competitive with him.
So okay. Jesse plays blindfolded and still...
How are you not a Patriots fan?
Why would that make me a Patriots fan?
Oh, I don't know. Deflate the ball a little bit.
I mean, in fairness,
it's just the ball's a little under.
The matchmaking, it's
not
like,
enough to affect anything.
The easy matches went away really fast.
Tom.
I know it does. Like the way matchmake ranking works, like you have that outside of competitive too.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So I mean, like I played 3 matches against actual scrubs, and then the game's like, oh, this guy actually knows what he's doing, and then
from another team to start, like, call the GM a racial slur, and we'll sign you, and then that'll be.
Dalton doesn't
understand the analogy.
He doesn't know because he's one of the scrubs you beat.
Probably.
That's not fair. Times. I was pretty good towards the end of it. And I have a pro controller, so like it's gonna like not affect me at all. I just
exactly
have to remap that A and B button, and I'll be golden.
But point is, I'm buying it.
Same.
Yeah,
it's going to be 60 frames a second. Look what they did with Diablo. Great on Switch. Paladins, really good on Switch.
I mean, I'm sure it's going to be great. Like, and if it's Faithful. If it's only like $20 or $30.
But it's the Legendary Edition. You get all of the like the skins and stuff.
But if only I could link my account.
Yeah.
If you could link your account and then
skins.
Yeah.
I would still pay the $40, but give me what I've already got.
Yeah. Please give me everything I've got on PC.
I can't see, like, and here's my thing with, I almost said Borderlands. Here's my thing with Overwatch.
That's a different game.
I can't see 90% of that skin. I can see the gun in the right hand.
No, that's why you got to emote constantly like I do. Every time.
No, the skins, you do it to flex on other people.
Yeah.
Oh my God, we're not playing Fortnite.
No, we're not.
No, we're playing Overwatch.
Let's be adults.
Luigi's Mansion. We got some Luigi's Mansion 3 gameplay. That one's hitting October 31st.
Buying it.
That's gonna be fun.
Plus, it showed off the dungeon creator, where you can actually make like little dungeons. People can come and play it and stuff. Looks kind of neat.
I'm just gonna play.
I'll
Luigi.
Do it.
We got Super Kirby Clash gameplay. It's gonna be free to start. It's actually out right now.
I tried it.
Yeah, fun.
It's okay.
That's fair a enough. No.
It's basically a boss rush mode multiplayer.
Yeah.
But it starts off super, it's just super easy and pointless. I'm sure once it gets harder, it's more fun. But
first
levels,
like,
are rough.
Free to start always concerns me because I know like you got to spend money eventually to keep playing is my understanding. It looked kind of fun, though. Trials Mana HD remake, we got an official date on that.
Oh, I'm so excited.
It looks so good, right?
Legitimately, when I was a kid, when I was younger, and I first got into emulation and stuff, Seiken Densetsu 3 was one of my favorite games. I had a fan translation. I never thought I would see a legitimate translation in America, and the fact that it's being redone.
Yeah, because it's not just
amazing.
A port or anything like that that's being translated. Like, it's actually a full HD remake of the game.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm definitely picking that up.
April 24th, 2020. Looks really
good.
So
I'm not going to live that long.
it's not that far away. It's already September of 2019.
Oh, God. My year.
We might live to see this day.
The return of Obra Dinn. It's a new IP announced coming out fall 2019. Mm-hmm. It's a mystery solving game.
It looks interesting.
It does look really interesting. You go on this boat and you look through memories and stuff, trying to solve the mystery of why the boat crashed.
Yeah.
Sounds really neat. Dalton will not like it.
No, it sounds like a Lindsay Alley game.
Very much.
Yeah. Yes. CatQuest?
Oh,
hey, CatQuest 2 does come out this year.
I didn't play CatQuest. Thank you. That's Alley's game.
And Sadie's, in fairness.
Anywho, we got Little Town Hero. We finally got some gameplay for that. That's actually coming out way sooner than I thought it was going to be.
I didn't think that looked that good.
It looks terrible.
Yeah. Okay, I'm glad I'm not the only one.
It's Game Freak's new game, the Pokemon guys.
Which I expected better. It looks really bad.
October 16th, 2019 is when it's coming out. It looks like Pokemon with more steps.
Yeah, the whole go near townspeople, they'll help you.
No, it sounded super weird. Like, yeah, because they made it sound like almost like you could recruit people to your team, but you really can't.
No.
I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't like
it. But it looks terrible.
Not a fan.
It looks like a 3DS game. Again, like, I don't. Game Freak, get your stuff together. Banjo-Kazooie. The game name is Banjo-Kazooie. The characters are Banjo and Kazooie.
Yeah. Do we all know what this means right here?
Shouldn't the game have been called Banjo and Kazooie then?
No. I don't know. Either way, yeah, it came out, like, they announced it, and it was out right then for Smash. Well, not right then.
No, it took a while, because,
So you think if they're going to make that new Sony PlayStation All-Stars, they'll put in ukulele as a joke? As like
that would be funny. The levels of petty. Plays like, the exact same way.
And they'll be like, funny. Well, it's Yuka and a Lele.
And then I'll be like...
Double bird. Not just one bird.
Two birds.
And they also announced Character 5. Gonna be Terry Bogard from Fatal Fury.
Mike Spees, if you're listening, I can't say what you are of the week this week, but you'll know on Thursday. Terry Bogard belongs in this game as much as Ryu, as much as Ken, any classic character. He started on Super Nintendo. He's one of the forefathers of the fighting game genre. Terry Bogard is solid.
You know, SNK was like that was one of the big names back in the day for fighting
games. I thought he was some random dude that tried to trade stuff in here for cash.
No, that was Terry Bogard. Different guy.
Very different guy. No, either way, Terry Bogard is going to hit November 2019. Nintendo also confirmed.
Please, God, let him be fun. Because when they put Simon and Richter was in the game, I was like, I'm so excited for him. And I'm okay with him, but I'm not great. Because
they're heavy zoners, and that's not how you play.
No, and I want Terry Bogard to be...
Terry Bogard should not be a zoner.
Okay.
I'd be very surprised.
I would be so happy if they did that to him just to tick off Shannon.
Shut your mouth, Kazooie.
They also did confirm that...
Oh, you mean Aunt Kazooie?
No, you're just Kazooie.
You're just Kazooie.
Anyway, they did confirm that they're going to do more characters beyond the fifth.
That's exciting.
So, yeah, it won't just be because the Fighter's Pass that we originally paid for like got us five characters, plus we already had Plant. They confirmed that whoever they haven't announced who the next one's going to be, but there will be more beyond that.
And I want to say,
who's Hero?
He's from Dragon Quest.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's why I didn't.
He's there's the four hero different, from there's, and there's four different ones you can pick from.
From different Dragon Quest games.
I just didn't know
when they put the DLC in that they were going to put in. When they announced Piranha Plant as the first one, I was kind of like, oh, is this what we're going to get? We're going to get just a bunch of like rando Nintendo characters, which is fine. But then they hit you with like Joker, and I was like, that's pretty cool. Dragon Quest Hero, that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then Banjo Kazooie was phenomenal. Terry Bogard, I mean, that's just very, very cool. I'm excited to see who else they're going to put in the game.
Because they're going all over the place with it.
They are.
They're not
everywhere.
Because I was expecting the same thing. Just Nintendo characters all over the place. And it's been... I mean, like, some of them have had, like, characters in Nintendo games.
Like Terry Bogard was in Fatal Fury on Nintendo. You tell me one person that thought, I bet they put Terry Bogard in.
Not a single person.
Because Sora's not in it yet.
And won't be. I mean, I guess he could be. Either way.
I like to show more when you're not here.
Thank you.
Link's Awakening gameplay. September 20th, 2019. I have no idea who that could possibly
be. Probably Calvin.
It's a Monday. We're closed.
Right? Anywho. So we got a little bit more of the Link's Awakening gameplay. And like I said, October 20th, 2019 was when that was coming out. They talked about the Chamber Dungeon, another dungeon building thing.
Oh, it's Steven.
That you can actually save to. If I had known you were here, I would have brought those shoes for you. anywho.
Random?
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, we got the chamber dungeon thing where basically it's another thing you can create dungeons for your friends to go through and save them to like Zelda themed amiibos.
It's like Mario Maker almost, just a much lesser degree. But
yeah,
it was like one of the first shows I was on. We were talking about that because Mario Maker just came out. And we were just like, they should do that for Zelda, and I was like, that would be the most confusing thing in the
world.
And
this could maybe even be a precursor to a Zelda.
It could be. Maker. Yeah, see how popular it is, and yeah, go from there. And I'm excited about that game. It looks so good.
Oh, so much fun! And that amiibo, that amiibo.
Mm-hmm. We got a Dragon Quest XI gameplay.
I'm buying it.
It's going to come out September 27th, 2019. There's a free demo out right now.
And that demo is about 5 hours long.
Really?
Yeah, it is huge.
And then it'll have free DLC at launch. And yeah, no, I'm probably going to get this too because it's another one of those things like they did like full texture remakes and everything else. It looks so pretty.
And the 2D mode looks a lot of fun.
The 2D mode looks so cool.
That's a lot of fun.
Oh, we got extra excited out of it. We got the Kingdom Hearts 3 DLC trailer.
Cool.
Hit today, yeah. I still don't know what the hell it's about.
Yeah, fair enough.
Exactly.
See, we got Tokyo Mirage Sessions FE Encore confirmed for the Switch, January 17th, 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Not really much to say about that.
There's a game that's not for anybody at this table. Maybe, Lindsay.
No.
I mean, it does have Fire Emblem characters in it.
Yeah, dancing.
Well, and
which I don't understand why they're pop stars.
I don't either. Yeah, like, apparently weird. That game was really fun. It's the port of the Wii U version with some extra stuff.
I'm sure it is fun, but I literally saw a clip where I believe it was Crom fist bumped another character on a dance floor, and I was like,
I mean, if there was any bro-y character in Fire Emblem,
Crom ain't a bro. That's who Crom is. Anyway, Deadly Premonition 2 got an announcement. It's going to be available in 2020. And then Deadly Premonition Origins is available on the eShop right now.
Right now. Stealth dropped.
Yep, stealth dropped it.
Along with Divinity 2.
Yep.
Which is probably on there. I'm sorry, I forgot.
Divinity Original Sin 2 Definitive Edition announced and released.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that was nuts. Came out of nowhere. And it will have Steam cross-save. That's so if crazy you have too. It on Steam, yeah, you can move the saves back and forth. I owned it on Steam and then returned it.
You did. We tried to get you to play with us. I think you did once.
I did once. I did not realize that my characters were exclusive to that game.
Oh, yeah. The game started with us in the online.
Yep.
Steve, you play it, don't you? Which one? Divinity 2?
Yeah.
Okay. I just want a confirmation.
So, it's a great game. Not for me, though. It's not a game for me. Doom 64 port's been confirmed.
Buying it.
Only
Doom I never played.
November 22nd of 2020.
I never got to play it originally.
Whoa,
so I'm excited.
That's a way out there.
It's very opposite of a lot of the rest of the
you
stuff.
You said November 22nd. I was like, well, I mean, that'll be after October. I might be done with Borderlands 3 if there's no DLC coming out yet.
Hey, it's still after October, buddy.
You'll definitely be done with Borderlands 3 by then.
No, there'll be DLC.
Yeah,
and a different character at that point,
probably.
Yeah.
We also got a Rogue Company announcement. It's going to be an objective-based team PvP game. Looks kind of neat.
I'll keep my eye on it.
It looks kind of cool. And then we got Pokemon Sword and Shield news.
Yay! Uh-huh.
Boy.
I get to customize my character again.
And you can cook now in the Pokemon pot.
Yeah, I saw that. They basically brought back the berry blocks, but it's curry.
Are they going to make Pikachu gumbo?
Yes.
Yeah.
Pika gumbo.
Because one of them is like one of them is like pork curry, and it's one of those things.
It is. Are you serious?
Yeah,
it's Seth's least successful brother.
You're just like I one of the memes I saw about it is like, oh god, has anybody seen what is it? Sporkle?
Spoink?
Spoink?
Swinub?
Anybody seen Spoink?
Swinub? Grumpig?
Yeah. Hey, we need to make some pork curry. Hey, let me see that Swinub.
No. So yeah, we got the
catch another one.
In order for what they showed off, there's the expanded character customization features.
Thank God. I love that.
So, yeah, you do get to dress up your characters a little bit more.
I just want my character to be styled. I hate games where you are forced into this as your character.
There's more hair and options and stuff this time. It's not just which color do you want it to be.
Yeah, a lot more hair options, a lot more like options on every article of clothing as opposed to just like pants and shirts.
But you still can't mess with their underwear.
Well,
good.
That is a personal problem on your end.
Cannot mess with the
a very personal problem.
Year old kids.
Yeah, a very personal problem that I want you to keep to yourself.
I'm sorry if they're old enough to be sent out into the world by themselves to live.
Nope.
I feel like the age of consent in the Pokemon world is probably pretty low at this point.
Nope. 18.
I mean, it's got
no Romeo and Juliet law. Nope.
If they're just out there, like, you know,
living the life.
if they're out there living, like, life expectancy's got to be real low in the Pokemon world.
Well, you're 25. You're a grandpa.
Well, that's why there's 8 people and 30,000 Pokemon.
It just imagine like how often like you just get people randomly crushed by onyxes. Like,
lots of 10-year-olds going out and dying out in the wild these days.
Yeah, dying. Not explode. Anything else.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, like Geodudes and Voltorbs, like just taking people out. Anyway, so we also got the Pokemon Camp. You can set up a camp, play with your Pokemon. You can join players' camps in the wild areas.
That's really cool. I like that feature.
It's kind of neat. And you can have your Pokemon just run around and stuff. You can decorate your camp a little bit.
I broke him. Don't pay attention to him.
Yeah, no, it's fine. I'm moving
past
it.
He's a bad person.
We got, the curry making thing, as well as introducing the curry decks as you discover recipes.
Jesus Christ.
You can save them for future.
I think I'm skipping
reference.
Pokemon this time.
Look, no one ever said they came up with good names.
No.
I mean, they're bad guys are Team Yell.
Yeah.
Team Jesus.
And they are a hype crew for your rival this time.
Yeah. I'm just facing a bunch of Flava Flaves. Is that what I'm hearing?
It's the entire kind cast of VH1.
Although I did see someone make some fan Galar region variants to go with them, and it was awesome.
Oh, fair enough.
Because they made, like, we already have the Kiss Badger. Well, they made, like, a Bowie Clefable.
Oh,
and
that's
then, like,
cool.
A biker version of Exploud. And they were awesome.
No, that's kind of awesome. All right.
Well.
So we also got we got a couple of new Pokemon. Poltegeist.
Yeah. I didn't get to see that one. I didn't.
Is it a rat? Please tell me.
It's a ghost inside a teapot, basically.
The ghost in a teapot. And if it
Poltegeist,
likes you,
Jesus.
And if it likes you, it will share its tea with you.
No! That's gross! You're drinking ghost tea! Out of a... No! That's worse than Rowlet!
I'm pretty sure
so
that's...
Much.
Isn't
so
that,
much.
Words.
Enjoy my innards, master.
That's just ectoplasm, isn't
As
it?
As I'm wearing my Rowlet t-shirt.
I love Rowlet, but that's still creepy. I'm sorry. Hi, master. No!
What you want me to do?
Master. You have to say master after. It makes it way worse.
Yeah, I'm not going to do
that. That is the dumbest... What is that?
Night. Ew, it's purple!
It's
and
why is it lounging
looking.
Inside
it's
of the teapot?
It's a ghost.
It's hanging on the
It
teapot.
Was substantially worse.
And if it
worked.
Likes you, out of its spout, it'll
Yes!
Drink
this purple goo
drink
from
my
inside
essence.
Me!
It'll be tea, probably.
No. What tea is purple?
Tea virus.
We don't know that it's purple. All right. So, it's a real dumb. And then if you thought that was as dumb as it could get.
The pelican-esque bird that, like, throws up fish at you.
Cramorant.
I like that one. I like that one.
Cramorant.
Do I have to eat the throw up?
Its special ability is gulp missile. If you
I had
use,
that in college a couple times.
If you use any ability that, like, puts it underwater, like surf,
okay,
it'll come back up with a fish in its mouth. And if you attack it while it's got a fish in its mouth, it'll launch the fish at you.
Oh, good. That's what I like in my Pokemon, a counterattack.
And it looks like, the meme of, like, the seagull that's got its head back and then, like...
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
That's exactly what it looks like. It's
that's
pretty
awesome.
Funny.
Like
Game
that.
Freak, you lazy, lovely humans.
Y'all
you.
Doing it right. Y'all doing
right.
It right.
So they also announced SNES Online. So we got the Super Nintendo Online stuff. It's out now. You got 20 games that are out right now with a bunch of solid titles on there. It will be included in Switch Online. They announced the SNES Online controller, which is just a straight-up Super Nintendo controller that, it's
Bluetooth.
Yeah,
except
Bluetooth
they're like
controller.
Account attached.
It's official. Well, you have to have a Nintendo Online account
yes,
to buy it.
Because you can only buy it from Nintendo.com, and yes. You have to do it, from there.
And did you see the caveat added to that? The asterisk to the Nintendo Online service?
No.
They just changed this over the weekend. I'm being dead serious. Before, you got a set of games every month, right? Mm-hmm. Every month, new games. They're doing away with it. They said from now on, they're just going to put games up pretty much whenever they feel like it. So you are no longer guaranteed games per month. You will get games when they want to give them to you.
Yeah, but they're also not taking away any games anymore.
They're not.
Yeah.
No. But that's really weird in that I know they won't, but theoretically, you could go 2-3 months without getting a game. And in that case... What are you paying for? Their terrible, terrible online service?
Yeah, pretty much.
You've played Smash Brothers. You know how bad it is.
It was tolerable online. Whenever I played with Marco and Logan.
I mean, it's not like the worst that it's ever been, but it ain't great.
It's nowhere near like other services you pay for, like Microsoft or Sony. You know?
I mean, but you're also paying literally a fraction of the cost.
But in fairness, a lot of that is more like on Smash than it is Nintendo service. Because Smash, like for whatever reason, they're like, let's do peer-to-peer. Where every other competitive fighting game on the market
is on
dial-up.
Is there clear?
Oh, you played Mortal Kombat 11 online
yeah.
too?
Mortal Kombat, Injustice, etc., all of their online stuff, it's server. Like, they have dedicated hosts.
Yeah.
It's not peer-to-peer. Peer-to-peer is so dumb. Anyway, moving on. The SNES controller looks really good, though.
I want it.
It's yeah. $30, but you do have to buy it from Nintendo, and you have to have an online account to get it, which, on the bright side, means that it's not going to go out. Scalpers aren't going to go out and grab them all.
You say that, but what's to stop someone from buying a Nintendo account, buying like a little a $4 card for 1 month, buying a controller, and then selling the controller for extra money online?
They got to spend $4 and make a whole bunch of accounts.
They could.
I mean, they could, but either way.
We're from the World of Warcraft area where the gold sellers literally create level one accounts to spam gold.
True. But that's way easier.
Yeah.
Especially once they made it free to make characters up to level 20.
Yeah, but they can't shout anymore.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I didn't know that. All right, moving past it here. Tetris 99 has got an update that's out now. They added a bunch of stuff to it, including like local arena mode and a bunch of themes and other stuff.
Great game.
The paid DLC is out and available and everything. Mario and Sonic Tokyo 2020 Olympic Games got gameplay November 5th, 2019. Did you see the retro versions of the games?
I might buy this, Jesse.
I was wondering what that comments was.
It looks fun.
Yeah, no, it does look really fun. Like, and it looks like a super fun party game. And then, the retro stuff looks super neat.
Yeah.
Retro versions of all the characters going through these like special mini games that are retrofied.
Damn it.
It looks so cool. I know, I'm right there with you. I'm like, man, am I about to buy Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games?
Never bought one before.
Nah, me neither. Oh. Like, I've never even messed with it before. I was like, this looks like lame Mario Party.
Yeah, but this looks fun.
I think this looks super fun. We tried the first one when it came out.
Well, because we had that Wii deal. We were at GameStop. We just took games on and burned them.
Right. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry
about it.
Tell you after the show.
That doesn't sound like a deal.
Damon X Monica Machina. Monica.
That's the worst episode. Yeah, so that's the worst episode of Friends.
Anyway, the prologue demo is available for free now. You can grab it, and all of that data will transfer over to the full version of the game.
I'm going
to
download that. I have it pre-ordered, and I really liked the demo. I thought it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, and the full game's coming out September 13th, so 4 days from like this recording.
Not only that, but I believe the Sega Genesis Mini comes out the same day.
Does it really?
Or it's this week at least, I believe.
Man, I do want to buy the Sega Genesis Mini.
Next week.
I just need to... I can't buy it and Borderlands out of the same paycheck. That's just irresponsible. But
you know I'm going to buy it. You can try it out. See what you think.
I want it.
Yes, you do.
Yes, anyway, because I do love me some Sega.
He's going to buy it.
He's going to buy it.
Yeah. All right.
He's going to buy it.
Jedi Knight 2 Jedi Outcast is getting a port to the Switch.
Okay.
It's super random, but I was really happy with it because I loved that game.
I did too, but like, oh my God, you're putting that game out now on the Switch. That makes no sense. Also, I will be buying it.
I was waiting for it.
Just so you know.
That was classic Shannon.
Yeah, Jedi Knight 2 is so good.
It's so much fun.
It's so much fun, and I'm so excited about that game. Like, some of the best lightsaber combat, like, in, like... console Star Wars game.
Agreed. You could actually dismember people with the lightsaber.
And you could throw lightsabers at them and just cut like lines of people off.
I was going to say, Star Wars Battlefront on the Xbox One, best lightsaber cut. No, it was horrible.
Yeah, it was.
None of those have been good.
Because I thought you were going with Force Unleashed, which had pretty good lightsaber.
Oh, man. No, I would never talk ill about those games. Those are my babies.
They were really good. Anyway, Witcher 3 Wild Hunt got a release date October 15th, 2019. We got to see a little bit more about that port.
Want to buy it?
I'm gone. No,
Assassin's Creed Rebel Collection was announced.
I'll buy that.
I might buy that.
Yeah. No, there's no might.
Include Black Flag and Rogue plus all the DLC.
Those are my two favorite Assassin's Creed games.
I love being a pirate.
You could be an Irish Templar in Rogue.
I've never played Rogue.
They showed off more of Dauntless, which is going to be an online free-to-play game similar to Monster Hunter.
Have you played it?
No, I haven't tried it.
It's okay. I've got it on Xbox One. It's okay.
I remember seeing videos for it a bunch. It looks really fun.
It's Monster Hunter.
It's Monster Hunter, but it's free. Just Dance 2020 got a release date, November 5th, 2019.
For the Wii, probably. I'm not kidding.
No, for the Wii U and the Switch.
I'm not kidding.
No, I think they have officially stopped publishing games for the Wii U, even though I know last year's game did come out on the Wii and Wii U. Anyway, Grid Autosport got a release date, 9/19/19. Farming Simulator got a release date, December 3rd, 2019. The rest of these are all 2019, unless I specifically say otherwise. So we're just going
to
move past it.
Jesse, I just confirmed Just Dance 2020 is coming to the original Wii.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it's just a video and then some motion. It's super easy.
Seriously.
You know, you can save a lot of money and just put them up on YouTube. Like, all those videos end up on YouTube. You could just dance along to the YouTube clip.
Because it's just kids. They don't know whether they're winning or losing.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, Farming Simulator, Ni No Kuni got a port September 20th. NBA 2K20 is coming September, so it's out now.
Yep. Yeah, say it's already out. Idris Elba is in the story mode, so I might be buying that today.
I've heard it's good. Heard it's in the Switch version, from what I understand, the reviews I saw, great.
The 19 port was fine.
It was good.
That was harmless.
Call of Cthulhu, October 8th, 2019.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's really cool.
I like it. I like Cthulhu.
See, we got a video for The Outer Worlds. We didn't get anything other than just soon.
I'm going to get that.
Any of these you ain't getting, Shannon? Just Dance.
Just Dance.
He got that.
Devil May Cry 2 got a release date September 19th.
Not getting that.
Vampyr October 29th.
For that.
I'm really surprised you're not getting Vampyr.
It's on Xbox One on the Game Pass.
Definitely fair enough. Yeah. All right, so one of the big things we got here, Animal Crossing New Horizons. We got some gameplay for that.
Yeah.
Animal Crossing was one of those games I really enjoyed New Leaf on the 3DS.
Mm-hmm.
This one I was going to probably just, it was going to be a scratch for me. I might have grabbed it like on the cheap at some point if that ever happened. Then they showed off some of the gameplay. They have introduced crafting into Animal Crossing.
Bye, Lindsay. Yep. Lindsay's gone.
Yeah, no.
No, Nook has all new ways to make you go broke now.
Yeah. Looking at this like
they're really making this game for the millennials. They did it for us when we were kids, and that for you guys young adults. Right.
Nook gets a bad rap. That dude is out here offering interest-free housing loans, pay whenever you feel.
He's providing a service. I wish someone would come to me and be like, here's this brand new house, just pay me when you can.
Yeah, no interest, just hit me up as you get some cash.
Of course he does text you every other day, like, hey, guy.
No, he doesn't.
Did you get any cash?
He doesn't, though. He doesn't buy
You're right.
We're talking about real world.
It's just whenever you go in his store.
You're right. Rossetti's the jerk.
Do what?
Rossetti's the jerk.
Rossetti is a little bit
Only
of a jerk.
Only because you pushed his hand.
You said this.
Game.
So yeah, either way, they added crafting. They have got 8-player co-op in the game that they talked about. It's going to be out March 20th, 2020. And yeah, no, it looks like just a super fun little blend of Stardew Valley and Animal Crossing, and I'm fine. Yeah, I'm here for it. I'm going to hit that. All right, and the last video they showed us. The Xenoblade Chronicles Definitive Edition has been confirmed for the Nintendo Switch. It's going to be a little bit of a retexturing of the original Wii version of the game. It's going to be out 2020. We don't know anything beyond that.
Are you getting it?
I'd like to try it.
Did you play it on Wii?
No.
I did. It was good. But after Smash Brothers and Shulk, don't know if I can play as him now.
Oh, because you...
Backslash!
I was about to say...
Backslash!
You can't do anything but hear, backslash.
Backslash! That's all I hear.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for us, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you, Shannon, for joining me.
I bet.
No, it was good. It was a good show. It was a good time. We all had fun here.
Thank you.
And, of course, thank you, Dalton and Lindsay, for joining me.
Yeah. You know the one thing that we haven't mentioned?
What's that?
At all today?
Sure.
Is that we had a really, really good pre-show.
Oh,
and for $1, you could listen to Shannon say some pretty questionable things. If you thought this was questionable,
every pre-show,
and
every
like
every pre-show that Shannon,
yeah,
in,
and that's
you
fair.
Say some
and it's Ace's. Ace's not here, and that's why that none of us mentioned the pre-show because he is the best of us.
In fairness, I usually mention it on Nerd.
Yeah, but I just realized we went an entire hour plus and didn't mention for $1 on our Patreon. You can get all of our pre-shows and our undying love.
You're gonna want that questionable content.
You are,
and. Boy, do we make you feel good about yourself.
Johnny Underwood loves us.
Think of it like DLC for radio. You know? You kids love DLC.
This is the Saboteur.
This is the season pass.
This is the Saboteur boob DLC.
Our Patreon subscribers are the only reason we're still doing the show.
I think the only reason I'm doing the show anymore is out of Catholic guilt.
But I'm wondering why you're here, because when Jesse told me that, I was like, what's he doing?
Yeah, I only do the show because everyone makes me feel bad when I don't. I would have quit this show a long time ago.
Oh, yeah, you would have quit your show.
I would have quit all the shows.
Doesn't matter. So for $1.
You can make me quit.
For $1, you can help us support and get new innovative
Boy, Dalton's bad at this.
New stuff. Thanks, Jesse.
Yeah, $1 goes towards supporting the show. Like, anytime we have to buy new equipment or whatever, like, all that comes out of Patreon. All of our monthly bills and fees and everything come out of Patreon. So we always appreciate it. For $1, and you get all those pre-shows, it's some solid content. Yeah. Very uncensored. Yeah. Solid content, though. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Tell a friend. Bye.